listeners, and welcome to another edition of the Classic TV Podcast with me, Hayden Gribble.
And me, Andy Priestner.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I had a very surprising revelation today, which I'm going to share with the nation.
Go for it, mate.
Which is, I'm currently trying to finance a conference, and I made a slight arithmetic error.
Hiccup.
Yes. I thought that 100 times £300 made 3,000. Turns out it makes £30,000. So I have more money than I need. Let's just say that.
Just a bit more. Just a smidgen. More. You've got a bit to play with.
So I'm now thinking Brian Blessed as an after-dinner speaker has got to be a must.
Oh, definitely.
You think?
Yeah, in his Hawkman outfit, I think.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, but he costs £5,000. It's quite a lot. I mean, I know I've got £27,000 spare, but still. Anyway, enough of this.
Enough of this gay banter.
Speak for yourself.
This week, it is a UK cop special.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I've
researching the wrong one. That's next week. Oh, okay. God. Hang on, we better put our books up. Hang on, let me get the other book
out.
That
was such a good sound effect.
There you go. Actual book, that's why it's a physical
that's
entity.
Why it was so accurate.
Exactly. You're oh, I've turned on the wrong page, though. Right, keep going.
Okay, Phil. Okay, so we are going to start early in UK TV cop show history. But we're not going to start really early because we've got things like Fabian of the Yard.
Yes. Yeah.
Then there was Dixon of Doc Green with Jack Warner, Evening All. Mm-hmm. But there was the first proper cop show, I think, in 1962. Yeah. I believe it was January. I don't know whether it was cold outside. I like to think it was. Mm. And people were huddled around their TV sets.
Yes, which were about 3 inches big.
Yes. They were still important. No one cared. It's fine.
It was a golden age of British television.
It was.
And let's play the intro, shall we?
Shall we? I like to think of that one. Talking about Z cars,
indeed.
Created by Troy Kennedy Martin, as a reaction directly to Dixon of Doc Green, because it was too cosy, it was too homespun, and also it was set in London, and I think everyone was fed up of the RP accent. Mm. Let's bring some regional accents.
Hey, Governor. Yes. How are you this evening?
That was just the criminal.
Tip top ballyho. Yes. I'm going in prison for 5 years.
It's a fair cop.
Yes.
So they They set Zed cars in Liverpool. Mm. Well, in the suburbs of Liverpool. Mm-hmm. I think they used Kirby.
Okay.
And the fictional suburb was Newtown.
Oh, right.
And it's
very obvious. Yes. Fictional town to use.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They could have tried a bit harder there, couldn't they?
Yeah.
And launching the careers of, we've already mentioned him,
Brian Blessed! Gordon's alive!
Frank Windsor. James Ellis.
I can't do any of his catchphrases, I'm afraid. No, sorry.
Jesus. Not even from Ghostlight, Frank Windsor. Oh. You must know some of those. No?
Keep going.
various other famous people whose names I would recount here if I could remember them. But what I did last night was I watched an old Zed Cars episode.
I see.
Called Made for Each Other with a very young Judi Dench. Now, I thought that she was going to be really awful in it. But I think that's just, genuinely, because I think I've only seen her in the last 20, 30 years in A Fine Romance and As Time Goes By.
Yeah.
And I just think that's sort of like really, she's a good comic actress, but it doesn't really stretch her. And of course she's well known for being an RSC leading lady, but I don't think I've ever actually seen her in theatre properly.
No. So, it was live television, wasn't it back then?
She was effing amazing.
Wow.
She really was. And she was playing this 21-year-old girl who was breaking into houses with this guy who was manipulating her and beating her up at the same time. And her parents didn't want anything to do with her.
A man who can multitask? Wow.
Played by Peter Woodthorpe, who's a name I can remember, but I can't think what else he was in. But she was having a bit of a relationship on camera, not off camera. Let's be clear about this.
Yeah, let's be clear.
With Mr. Blessed. And they were fantastic. Honestly.
Brian Blessed!
And to say about Brian's performance was it yes. wasn't like that.
It was toned down.
It was pre let's shout over everything.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Baronic!
This is going to get very wearing.
I'll stop now.
Yeah, good. So anyway, it was fantastic.
I had very little to say about Zeg.
I had noticed.
Go for it.
But later on, you're going to come into your own with one of the series we're covering later on, yeah.
Definitely.
But just to say that I was blown away by it, really. Oh. Brilliant acting. And it was really kind of, what's the word? Really well observed, really careful, but also not obvious.
It wasn't patronising.
It wasn't at all. And it was it felt quite new. And yet the episode I was watching was, I think, from about 64 or something like that.
So it's still live at that point? Because what year did it
stop being live? I think they may have started doing some non-live ones around 1960.
Non-live ones? You mean pre-recorded, Andy?
That's the one. That's the technical term. You're good at these technical bits, aren't you?
I've got a BBC thesaurus.
Don't know. Sometime in the... before it stopped, because it stopped in 65. They had a break. They did 5 series in 3 years between 62 and 65. It was that popular.
Yeah.
Interesting fact before I forget is that 3 months after it started, the creator, Troy Kennedy Martin, left because he didn't like the direction it was going in.
Interesting.
But British audiences disagreed. They loved it. They
Which
lapped
made him
it
the winner.
Did it?
No. No. The opposite.
Oh, I see. Yes. I see what you did there.
But we need to talk about the later.
We do. The later abomination. No, it came back in 67 and carried on all the way through to 78. And in 77, it had a rather drab theme music. Terrible. I think it was trying to match the Swanee. And here it is. Enough of that.
That sounds like Pinky and Perky could sing over
it. It was actually recorded by Steel Ice Band, the folk outfit from the 70s, who I actually quite like, but I don't like their mid-70s stuff. It's very...
pretentious and progressive.
Well, it's very Mike Batt, because he also produced the Wombles as well as Steel Ice Band.
I see.
Yes. But the interesting thing is, lead singer of... I was going to say lead singer of Zed Cars. Lead singer of Steel Ice Band, Maddie Pryor, is the daughter of Alan Pryor. Virtually most of the episodes of, a lot of the episodes of Zed Cars, including episode 1.
I see.
Which
was given to him, wasn't it?
Yes, by an engineer who'd found it, or had kept it all those years and was returned.
Because there's still over 400 episodes missing from the BBC archives, but they're mostly from 67 to 70, wasn't it, I think? Yeah.
It's those ones that are also curiously missing from...
Doctor Who. Yeah, most of Patrick Troughton's earlier on,
So, like, all that early Hartnell stuff, it's the same on Zed Cars, all the early episodes, a lot of them are there.
And considering they were filmed live from 62 to 65, that is quite phenomenal how they all survived. But
what I didn't understand about was, how do I remember the Zed Cars theme music when I was watching that 77 clip? And the fact is, 78, final series, they returned to the original theme music, and that's why I know it so well. That's kind of why it's ingrained in my head.
Well, I know it so well because Everton Football Club come out to it every home game at Goodison Park.
You came good in the end with the trivia game.
Indeed! Well done. I peaked right at the very end.
Score.
Which is all that matters. Right, anyway, join us in part 2 when I will peak even more. And
that's something to come back for.
Exactly, yes. And we might have a segue or two leading from Zed Cars into our next featured show.
Yeah.
And join us for the second part to find out what those segues are.
Just stop segueing now.
Okay, I'll stop segueing.
Bye.
Put the segue down.